Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Say what?
And the guys gathering at midfield and all of that.
Yeah, I didn't know about it in the beginning. And when I left the field, everyone was in the end zone. And certainly something I've discussed with some of the players. And we'll talk about it in our team meeting tomorrow. I can understand, the other team having a point of view about it. So I didn't really think it was, now that I found out about it, I would rather it not happen. I'd rather not walk from one end of the field to the other to make some sort of point. We punted in. Thought we should have huddled there like normal and come off the field, but I'll do a little bit better job of staying out there a little bit longer and making sure we do what we're supposed to do at the end and leave the field.
I was gonna play a highlight like we always do. We always start this show off with something of Mitch Holthus because that's where you hear all the calls on 106.5 The Wolf. Here pre and post game on 610 Sports Radio, which you're hearing the Red Reaction show of right now. Myself, Nick Price, not our show. It's yours. Jay Southland, Toast Service, text line 913-576-7610. How we feeling? Right? That's kind of the energy we have tonight. I think it was about 8-9 weeks ago. Seems forever. We were asking everybody, what's the personality of this team? What is this team? Who is this team? Well, top five team in the NFL, Jack. One of the top five teams playing tonight, Rams, Cardinals. That doesn't matter to anybody except for maybe if that's the NFC Championship game and you're playing these Cardinals, which would be a hell of a game. I still truly believe I want Bucks and Chiefs. I want Brady Mahomes. I want the rematch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why people are, so afraid of the rematch. I think it's just the fear of Tom Brady, which is totally accepted. I totally get it. It's fine.
You got to want that if you're a Chiefs fan, right?
That's all I want.
You want redemption.
That's all I want.
Last year.
I won't sleep. In fact, I guarantee you I'll bring Pete Sweeney back early in the morning to do that. Just to prove it to you that I'm okay with it being the Bucks and the Chiefs. I don't know if it will be. NFC's kind of loaded. Bucks, Cardinals, Packers, Rams. But this show, Red Reaction Show, 913-576-7610, is not our show. It's yours. It's sponsored by Helzberg Diamonds, the official jeweler of Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations. I have been thinking about this all day long, how I would even come out of here and describe what we watched yesterday. Because what that game felt immediately for me, how I felt immediately was how I didn't feel when the Chiefs played the Titans so long ago. Like when you watched that Titans game, you were like, crap. Well, this game's over and it's not even 12:30. Remember that? Chiefs got their tails whipped by the Titans and by 12:30 you were probably doing house chores. You were running to go get something to eat. You had an early lunch. Maybe you started the 3 o'clock snacks. And that's what the Chiefs did this week. And the one thing that's been the question of most is this Chiefs defense for real? Yeah. Because according to Pro Football Focus, the Kansas City Chiefs focus one, The Chiefs' defense was dominant against the Raiders. Four of the five highest graded players are on defense. Four of the five. The only one that's not is Tyreek Hill. Chris Jones, 91.5. Mike Hughes, a 90.5. Daniel Sorensen, the Daniel Sorensen, 79.9. And Alex Okafor is 79.8. Probably got some gushing on that one after hitting Derek Carr extremely hard at the end of the game. But what I thought of yesterday and how I thought about coming out of this show and really setting the tone was diving into the numbers and stating the obvious of why this game was probably the way that it was. And this game is exactly what it was because of the fact three things. One, you saw a team that is farly more superior than the other and way more focused and knows itself. Two, you saw a team that's done this before many, many times. Played football that really meant something in December, and this was one of those games you couldn't let slip away from you. It's exactly what this was. Chiefs, Raiders, didn't mean anything to the Raiders, apparently, or they wouldn't have done what they did. And that's the third point. The third point in this game is they danced on your logo pregame. And you didn't need to follow me, Nick Price, Carrington Harrison, Nate Taylor, anybody on Twitter, Pete Sweeney. I have to throw him in there. He'll get mad. You didn't have to follow any of those people to know what was coming next. Because what came next was a fumble caused by Jaron Reed, returned to the house so quickly, not even the cameraman had a picture on it. Nada. Nothing. 7-0. And the last thing we saw before that, not counting the kickoff, were a bunch of clowns who were unsuperior, unfocused, going to the middle of the field and dancing on your logo.
What were you thinking?
You weren't.
Exactly.
That's the problem. And I know that Jay Binkley has played you, KJ Wright, in the previous Nate Taylor show and heard his reactions. Maybe you didn't hear it because the volume was too loud on the music, which is never the case. But here is cut and dry what the head coach of that team, well, interim head coach, we know where the other one is, he's in Florida, probably retired for the rest of his life, most likely. I think he's probably in Florida, maybe not. But this is what the Raiders interim head coach said about when asked today about the celebration at the beginning of the game.
On the guys gathering at midfield and all of that.
Yeah, I didn't know about it in the beginning. And when I left the field, everyone was in the end zone. And it's certainly something I've discussed with some of the players, and we'll talk about it in our team meeting tomorrow. I can understand, the other team having a point of view about it. So I didn't really think it was, now that I found out about it, I would rather it not happen. I'd rather not walk from one end of the field to the other. To make some sort of point. We punted in, thought we should have huddled there like normal and come off the field. But I'll do a little bit better job of staying out there a little bit longer and making sure we do what we're supposed to do at the end and leave the field.
Well, unfortunately, you won't have to worry about that in 4 weeks because you won't be the head coach. You won't have the same quarterback. Your team is going to get rid of most of their players and start all over. They're going to have a new GM. They're going to have a new head coach. They're going to have a new quarterback and a whole new system. Lewis Riddick's phone is probably blowing up right now. Now, there are other factors in this game, right? Takeaways. Chiefs had five of them. First 8 weeks of the season, Chiefs couldn't get the ball on defense if they tried. They just gave up the ball on offense. And the biggest question of this game, what this game means. It means if we can see that Chiefs team, or basically that team, versus every single other team in the NFL, no one is beating this Chiefs team. There is not one team, I don't care if they're led by Tom Brady, I don't care if they're led by Aaron Rodgers, I don't care if they're led by a one-footed Josh Allen, a Bill Belichick's Patriots team. If there is anything like what we saw yesterday and what we saw November 14th, it doesn't have to be the exact same, but if it is 85% or higher of what you saw yesterday as a complete, that was a complete Chiefs team. And if you see that the rest of the year versus anybody, nobody is beating that team. That was the largest margin of victory in the NFL since 2014. Now, not every team is the Raiders. Not every team is crumbling at the second. And not every team has Patrick Mahomes. Sorry. But if that team is anywhere near that the rest of the season, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Denver, Los Angeles, you're not going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And because we are the president of this man's fan club, I owe it to him to play this.
That was Derek Carr to not see Alex Okafor coming. Separated from the ball, the Chiefs challenge and get the ball. As a handoff, down to Gore. He's open, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City. Was that Derek Gore or Marcus Allen? He runs for 51 yards and a touchdown.
Derek Gore.
It looked like Priest Holmes back in the day.
But it
and
was
the
Derek
Chiefs
Gore.
Pour it on at 7:19 to go in the game. Chad Henne and a backup offensive line was in for Kansas City. Allegretti blocked two guys. And Derek Gore was running for his friends in the end zone.
President of the Derek Gore Fan Club, I am honored to play that because that was one of those runs where it just was like, all right, whenever you see those cartoons and the heads wobbling, and then the right hook comes and then puts the ducks around in a circle. That's what that was, the knockout punch. So congratulations to Derek Gore, who I believe also celebrated a birthday as well, among other things, and a 51-yard touchdown run, which really solidified that win and made it all so much more sweeter. But again, this is the Red Reaction Show. Jay Southland, Tow Service text line, 913-576-7610. And again, it's sponsored by Helzberg Diamonds, the official jeweler of the Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations. And again, it's not our show, it's yours. And with that promise, Batman, let it rip, man.
No, I have to let it rip. The only other thing that I can follow is Ball's loose. That's how it started. But I just, it's an honor to talk to Nick, the Price is Right, and of course, the Werewolf. The Red Machine, you know, I've been calling in because it's good karma. And the Red Machine rediscovered their identity, which is defending three-time conference champs. The Swag's back. We have the most lethal offense in football. And the defense is ready to volcanically erupt. Patrick has resurged the Red Machine monster. The beast is hungry, and it's searching for the raw meat, which is the rest of the NFL. We're going to take this thing. We're going to do it better than 2019 just because we have to. It's in our blood, and we've got to do this thing for the kingdom. Thanks.
Batman, thanks as always. Totally agree. Their identity is pretty evident. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I think at least what I saw yesterday, I'm sure it's what Nick Price saw yesterday. This team clearly has one goal and one goal in mind, and that is, again, defending the AFC West, defending the AFC, and representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. And I think at this point in the season, there's not a team in the AFC playing better than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, no doubt. And you said it a couple minutes ago, too, just talking about how complete this team is right now. It's the most complete team that we've seen under Andy Reid. Like, you've never had a defense that's played like this you know, we're going on 6 weeks right now. That's a large enough sample size for me to say that this defense can keep this up. Now, maybe not letting up 10 points a game, but creating turnovers, getting pressure on the quarterback, and just making it really difficult on opposing offenses. And then you look at the Chiefs, too, like their running game all of a sudden. Like they can run the football. They can actually sit on these leads and run the clock out and give their defense a break, which they haven't been able to do ever since, you know, Jamal Charles, pretty much. So, I mean, it's impressive just to see this team come together at this point in the season, and they're getting hot at the perfect time, too. I mean, they have been hot, but they're starting to figure it out a little bit more. You're seeing more of those deep balls and chunk plays and stuff like that from Mahomes in this offense. And, I mean, if you're a Chiefs fan, you got to be really pumped, because if you win this game on Thursday night, you're looking at a great chance of the one seed.
Someone who's a Chiefs fan and always hot at the right time, Dan and KCK. Speak your mind, my man.
Hi, Dusty. Hi, Nick. Dallas, a dominant performance by the Chiefs when I was 35. Not, and I just sat back and relaxed my Miller Lite, you know. So it was a great dominant performance. And it was, guys, it was Yannick Ngakoue's idea to let that happen. You get all the Raiders to jump, stomp on the Chiefs logo. And Bisaccia, he said, well, I didn't know anything about it. But like you said, he's not going to worry about it for 4 weeks anyway. So he's going to be fired. And I'd like to see Derek Carr still be with Raider because I enjoy being him here. Arrowhead, so it was a great dominant performance. It's a, I tell you something, both sides are working pretty good. Special teams, offense, defense. Now there's nothing to be excited about. So let's take care of the Chargers. Take care of yourself, guys.
Miller Lights. So when you ever meet Dan and KCK, you'll know which beer to get him.
I'll remember that.
35-0 is what had Dan solidified as the game was over. 14-0 was mine.
Honestly, it was the first play.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You knew it was over?
I mean, at that point, I was pulled just like, yeah, this is, well, you know, I was like, this is not going to go well.
I just, man, it just had, like, when you see these things develop after the game is over, like when you hear coaches and KJ Wright and Derek Carr, and you've heard those guys all day, so you don't necessarily need to hear them again, but Derek Carr being like, well, I support my team. Yeah. I bet you do.
Yeah, you get
but
no
you
choice.
Don't support their actions, right? Like,
because you literally left the field.
Like, I mean, I'm
like
sure
you didn't want to be associated with that,
right? Like, when I was a kid, I wasn't an angel. I was getting in trouble with the principal's office in middle school. I was hot in the principal's office in middle school, constantly. My parents supported me as their son. They didn't support my actions. I think you can still come out. They were still like that way with me. Hey, what are you doing? Like, stop being a dick to your kids. In school, just be yourself, but don't be this way. Still love you. You're my son. Have a good day tomorrow. I'm sure we'll talk. But like, that's something that you know as a fan when you see stuff like this happen, where you have people literally standing, celebrating, and they're not good. They got nothing to be proud of. There's nothing at all that the Raiders could have gone into that stadium and been like, I mean, what? Last time we were here, we won. You ain't winning today. Double J, go ahead.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for taking the call.
I'll tell you what,
this is what happened yesterday. The Raiders, they came in, thought they could hang with the big dogs, thought they could beat us. Oh, yeah, we did it last year to you guys. Yeah. Not so fast, my friends. We put the smack down like Dwayne Johnson would say, a.k.a. The Rock, and we beat those Raiders yesterday. The Chiefs laid the smack down on the Raiders, and it was awesome. And I tell you what, this team is dangerous when we play like we did yesterday. One of the best games I've seen the Chiefs play all season. Just an awesome game. And I tell you what, Chargers, watch out, baby. You can't see us because we're coming for you guys. Let's go. Thursday night, I can't wait. If you smell what Kansas City is cooking. Appreciate it, guys.
Oh, my.
I love that.
He almost kind of dropped a John Cena. Not going to see it coming. They going to get the STFU? They going to get the five-knuckle shuffle? I don't know, man. Thursday night's weird. I'll tell you what. If everyone could bring the energy that Double J just brought, I won't go to break until the very end. I'll go 52 minutes of radio if everybody called in. I know you're freaking out, Nick. The phone lines aren't going to light up like that. But if they did, I would take calls for 52 straight minutes and just put all the commercials at the end. I don't even know if legally I can do that.
I don't know. I mean, I'll do it.
Who cares?
Yeah.
It's the Red Reaction Show. It's not our show. It's not yours. Nick Price, Dusty Likens, Steven and Lenexa. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? Let me explain this Raiders situation to all these Camaro head Kool-Aid drinkers drinking their red Kool-Aid. The reason the Raiders decided to dance on the Arrowhead because they had a right to, because the Chiefs offense is soft. Their whole team is soft. Their coach is soft. Their defense is good. Your offense is a bunch of pansies. Oh. Your offense, you don't critique anyone because they're soft and they're not that talented outside of Kelce and Hill and Mahomes. So you guys will probably lose in the playoffs. By
okay.
The Tennessee Titans are going to run right over you in the playoffs before you even know it. Or maybe it'll be the Colts and the Heisman Trophy winner for Wisconsin.
So you don't even know his name.
I didn't want you to give you a dose of reality.
What's the Heisman Trophy winner then? What's his name?
Actually, there are two or three.
Jonathan Taylor's his name, if you wanted to know.
Right.
There you go.
Jonathan Taylor, a great back that could destroy your defense anyway. So I just wanted you guys all to know to not to get too high.
Okay.
Because you're probably going to get destroyed later in the year because you're so soft, because your coach is soft.
Uh-huh.
Most of your backup wide receiving core is very soft, and you're not going to you just can't win that way. Mm. You can fluke out and win one quarter in a Super Bowl with when you beat Jimmy Garoppolo when they beat you for 3.5 quarters.
Mm. But what matters? 4 quarters or 3.5?
Well, I just wanted you.
I just want you to answer the question. What matters, 3.5 quarters or 4?
Well, the last half quarter ended up mattering, but I just want
sure
you
did.
To have your good time right now because there's a lot of sorrow coming for a soft ball club that you guys embrace. The problem is you guys embrace the losing. You embrace the softness. You guys are such lab dogs for a winner. That you can't win any other way. It's incredible to me.
Do you know how many points the Chiefs have given up in the last 3 weeks total? I'll give you a guess.
Wonderful.
If you can get within five, I'll let you stay on the air. And the last 3 weeks, how many points have they given up total in the last 3 weeks? Get it within five, I'll let you stay on the air.
27.
Goodbye.
18. Was he from Lenexa or Las Vegas?
I don't know, but they've given up 18. You lost your privilege. Text line, is this a joke? No, that guy's that's just who he is.
The next call is pretty hot about that one.
8:21. We're still rolling. We're still rolling. No, it wasn't one of my high school friends. I have no idea who that was.
I don't know. He sounded really salty about the Chiefs being really successful
and beating
down on the Raiders.
He said that they're soft. Their head coach is soft. There's no talent on the offense other than Mahomes, Kelce Hill. Apparently, he's never seen what Creed Humphrey's done this year. He doesn't know who Joe Tooney is. He couldn't even tell me Jonathan Taylor's name. Big T. Before we get to you, Big T, I don't need to remind you not to cuss.
I know he's fired up, though.
But I know you're coming for smoke. I know you're coming for Steve. We had Mario earlier in the year as the Richard of the Week. Steve might have just taken it. He couldn't even spit facts. All right, Big T, all you, man.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. And before I get to going on it, Steve, the only thing soft is your brain. You're a jack-off and a Nimrod. You call the Bink Show. You call every show. You have nothing. You have no take. I would hate to be you because your life sucks. Go Chiefs. And, Steve, I'll tell you what. Go come to the bar sometime. Let's hang out with me and Bink. Just call up 610. We'll go out for a friendly game and watch the game if you could survive it. Because you know what we did in that Raiders game? We curb-stomped people. And people like you, I'm not saying you need curb-stomp, but you're really soft in the brain, Steve. Get a life. If you don't like living in this town, get the hell out, Nimrod. So, anyway, let's get on with the Chiefs. Screw Stevie. You know, you guys, Dirty Werewolf, how about that defense? What have they been doing? Steve don't know, so I'll answer that question. They've just been pounding people's brains into the ground. How about that Honey Badger? He's been bringing it. What about Daniel Sorensen? Nobody wanted him. Hey, everybody was crapping on him and running him out of town. But we got your back, Dan. We love you. How about Mike Hughes? How about that defensive line? How about Melvin Ingram? How about Chris Jones, Steve? How about that woolly defensive coordinator, Spags? How about our offensive-minded coach, the greatest fucking mind in NFL on offense, Steve? Andy Reid. How about the king of arms, Patrick Mahomes, Steve? And you know what, you guys? How about that running game? Our offensive line smashed the Raiders' asses. The defensive line smashed the Raiders' offense. We destroy them on both sides of the line. I pity the rest of the NFL. I pity what's going to happen. You can see the momentum and all the national analysts out there. They're all starting to jump back on the wagon, starting to jump back on that train. And, you know, Steve is probably the one who came up to call the Raiders and said, hey, you know what, you guys? Let's piss off the Chiefs. They took two circles around the Arrowhead. We already are out for blood. You know, the bus goes round and round, Steve. And then let's go to the middle of the field and come out for blood. What Cretan thought of that? I know who did. It was Steve. And let's go out, beat them. L.A. Chargers. I think half that stadium's going to be full of Chiefs. And as always, thanks for taking my call. And let's go, Kansas City Chiefs. Coming Thursday night. We're coming for your punk asses, Chargers.
Again, I promised that I wouldn't get off the air until the phone call stopped. Now, I don't have anybody on the line right now. Big T is reigning champ. He might have said some stuff that maybe I should have caught. But either way, not my show, it's yours. Red Reaction Show, 913-576-7610. Jay Southland Toast Service text line the same, 913-576-7610. What is this guy talking about? I guarantee this guy has never played sports. How is this offense and defense soft? 573, I don't know. From the 785, oh no, Big T. Well, oh no's right, because we got Double J talking about how The Rock was coming. We had Big T go full MJF, no pun intended. I am trying to instigate a lot of this. I promise. Phone lines are lighting up. I'm not going to break. I promise you, I will not go to break. People are literally calling in nonstop. I'm not going to break.
That's fine.
Okay.
Honestly, that's fine.
We know how to do this, Nick. We've produced things before. We'll go. We'll get them.
Yeah, I've done this on 1660 before.
Oh, man. Oh, my. See, this is where I'm at. When it's bad, it's not really fun for you. For me, it's a trip. Now, for everyone else, when it's good, apparently it pisses some people off. 913-576-7610, Red Reaction Show, Nick Price, Dusty Like. It's not my show, it's yours. Turkey Leg, go ahead, man.
Yo, I'm back, y'all.
Okay. You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So I'm back. Shout out to the show. Shout out to Chiefs Nation, Chiefs Kingdom. It's the Turkey Leg Man. And y'all heard it first. About a month ago, I called it 4-0. You know what I'm saying? We 6-0 now as we speak. And I'm first out the defense, world renowned. Everybody was, you know, giving us crap about how we was playing, how we couldn't make no stops, how everybody was scoring on us. Now we world renowned. We at the top of the league. And who cares what the offense is doing? If you can't score on us, it don't matter. You know what I mean? But shout out to Ingram and all them guys on that defense, Matthew, even Sorensen, everybody, man, doing their thing. And definitely, I believe that the coach Reed and Patty and them boys, they go bring it out here to L.A. Thursday, and you know your boy will be out there in the sunshine. Turkey Leg Man will be in L.A. to watch the Chiefs bring home that W against them sorry Chargers. So shout out to Chiefs Nation, shout out to Chiefs Kingdom, and to the show, man. I'm sorry I've been MIA. I've been tied up, but the Turkey Leg Man is back, and we going all the way to the Super Bowl, baby.
Turkey Leg, you know what's about to happen, right?
What's that?
I'm going to have to buy us two shirts, and we're going to take a picture together.
You know it.
We made the bet. I said if they won the division, I'd buy us two shirts, and we'd take a picture together, and I'm a man of my word, so if they do win Thursday, I'm going to need you to DM me and give me your size, and I'll figure out a place where we take a picture. And we'll just we'll keep going, and then maybe we can make a reenactment of the photo with Super Bowl T-shirts.
Right, that's cool. Yeah, we gonna do it. Remember, I told you we gotta do it right in front of my food truck, right in front of Turkey Leg Man.
Whatever you want, man. I told you I'd be there. I'd make everything work, and we'll make sure it happens. All right.
Okay, man. So shout out to the show, y'all. I'm back.
All right, man. Be easy, man. We'll see you soon.
Shout out to Turkey Leg Man.
Yeah, man. That's how it rolls. Wesley and Olathe, good luck backing that up. Go ahead.
Hey, so this is my take on that last caller. He was very similar to what the Raiders did. Dance our logo. Well, he was dancing on your show, but he couldn't even back up anything he said. I think he's a Raider fan. He wouldn't even say. So I'm just going to say that, you know, if you're going to make a statement, you need to back it up. And the Chiefs have been backing up. There's three parts to the Chiefs. There's defense, offense, special teams. They were playing excellent football on every single level. So to say that we're soft, that's a disgrace. And the guy should be ashamed. And hopefully his friends will wake him up. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Wesley and Olathe, I appreciate the call. Unfortunately, I don't think he has friends to wake him up. So, but that's fine. That's fine. Somebody says they'd like to hear Jay Binkley's reaction to that call. I'm pretty sure he gives Jay Binkley attention, too. He is quite frequently letting Jay Binkley know, apparently, how he feels when it comes to this Chiefs team. Phone lines open. Go ahead.
I'm telling you guys.
Oh, God. Batman's back.
Yeah, the Bat never calls twice in one night because I'm usually busy.
Oh.
I'm crying.
Okay.
But you know what? I just had to make a couple comments.
Okay.
The reason that I did not comment about that first Steve is because it does not even deserve a remark.
Oh.
Then to the rest, becomes Big T, our champion, nice and armor. And he beat him down like an ugly stepchild.
Oh, man.
And I guarantee you, we go ahead, and this is bad karma. I make this prediction every once in a while. Yeah, my voice is hoarse because I not only scream my guts out for the Chiefs, but then I had the KU game the night before.
Oh, nice.
And you know what I'm saying? I wanted to mention that, the Jayhawks.
You had a good weekend, Batman.
Yeah, I did. That's why my voice is shot. And I heard yours is shot at the beginning of the intro. You must have had a beer or something. So, but anyway, I just wanted to call. And the reason this show, another reason is to make you guys stay on the whole time. But you should have a four-hour show.
Oh, thanks.
You should have a four-hour show. You guys keep it going during the day. And like tonight, the people, Dan and Big T and all our brothers that call in. I'll buy everybody a shirt when we win the Super Bowl. And I love you guys. Thanks, man.
Adios, Batman. Thanks for the call. The phone lines have diminished. Unless you want to call in from the text line, the Jay Southland Toast Service text line, the 785. This is better than the WWE. That's a fact. Because you're not watching the WWE, you're listening to us because WWE is always on Monday night. It's on Monday Night Raw. Thank you for tuning in so far. It is 8:31. I have to, unfortunately, get to a break. This is the Red Reaction Show. Nick Price, Dusty Likens. It's sponsored by Helzberg Diamonds. Helzberg Diamonds has been the official jeweler of Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years and 200 locations. I will be serious for 1 second. Something is starting to happen in the league that happened a lot last year, and this time of year, it's starting to scare the hell out of me.
This is the Red Reaction Show with Dusty Likens, brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, the official jeweler of the Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations. On your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Welcome back to the Red Reaction Show. Taking your calls now at 913-576-7610. Here's Dusty Likens.
And Nick Price.
We're back. I almost had to go get a cigarette.
Woo.
That was like radio sex for me right there.
I'm still catching my breath.
Except it went 30 minutes.
But
curb your enthusiasm. Oh, man. So Steve is, didn't take long. Steve is a regular, calls all the time, hates the Chiefs. Hates Kansas City. I don't know what it is. Doesn't like you guys. That's not my fault. I like you all. You all should know that. There's nobody here that shouldn't be clearly stated in your mind. Although if I could pull the power that Don King has, I would set up a radio fight. I'd get Steve and I'd get Big T. I'd be like, all right, you guys each have 3 minutes. You can't cuss. And then I'd leave it to callers. And I'd just have people call in. Like, who won? Steve, Big T, Steve, Big T, Steve, Big T. Batman, thanks for your kind words. I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you say.
And I appreciate you fighting crime for us out there.
Yeah, that's what he said. Normally I'm busy fighting crime. Oh, God. I don't know why that got me. Oh, boy. Neil and Lone Jack, floor's yours.
What's up, guys?
You, brother.
What's up?
How's it going, man? There is nothing sweeter than a blowout victory, but except possibly a blowout victory against the freaking Raiders, man. It was just such a sweet deal yesterday to be able to just chillax for most of that game and just enjoy those lovely beatdown that we put on that stupid-ass team. I would love to see, really love to see, being a fly on the wall, get Steve Lenexa in the same room with Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey, Joe Tooney, and have that guy tell those three guys that they're soft. That would just be really fun. This team early in their year was a little bit inexperienced on the line, but I would never call them soft. And now they're getting better on the line. The defensive line is kicking ass, and we are ready and primed to make a run. Really looking forward to Thursday night. I think even though they do have a good offense, I think a key is Mike Williams. I think a key has always been with that team, Mike Williams. If we shut that guy down and keep an eye on Keenan Allen, we'll be fine. I think the way our defense is rolling right now, we hold them probably to, they're averaging 26 a game. I think at the most they score 17 on us. And even if we do, God forbid, turn the ball over, which I don't think we're going to, I think we score at least 20-24. I'm going 24-17. Division is ours. The one seed, hopefully, God willing, Indianapolis beats the Patriots. And if not, maybe, just maybe, because Buffalo sucks so bad the last couple weeks, they'll be desperate enough to go into New England and win. I don't think that'll happen, but who knows? But the bottom line is, I'm not afraid. The way this defense is playing, the way our offensive line is coming around, and the way our offense in general is coming around, catching the ball out of the backfield between Clyde and Darrell Williams. Boy, just holding on to the ball in general. I mean, there's no stopping us.
No doubt.
Even if we have to go on the road in the playoffs, there's no place I am afraid to go to.
Shouldn't be.
Let's go, Chiefs. Choo-choo!
Thanks for the phone call, Neil. Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody should be afraid. Did Big T go Big F? Probably. Yeah, I might have missed one there.
Might have happened.
Well, what's that Eminem line? The FCC won't let me be? Oh, well. It was nice knowing you, Kansas City.
But
Dan and KCK, hi, Dusty. Hi, Nick. All the Chiefs need to do is stop Eckler and put enough pressure on Herbert. I drink light beer. Okay. Well, so do I.
Yeah, me too.
I'll drink some Miller High Life with you. I promise. Champagne or beer. I promise I will drink those with you. Neil and Lone Jack, thanks for the phone call. One thing I do want to address real quick before we go to a break real quick is the fact that here is your AFC playoff picture as of now after 14 weeks. Patriots at the top, Titans at 2, Chiefs at 3. Those three teams, 9-4. After that, Ravens, Chargers, Colts, Bills. Okay? So for those of you interested in how it has to work out, yes, Colts winning next week would be nice. Bills winning the week after that would be nice. And somehow the Titans losing one more and the Chiefs winning out. There's your one seed. Chiefs win this Thursday. Probably going to win the AFC West. Then they're a lock for the playoffs. Then that pressure's out. But when we come back, it's getting a little bit more serious in the NFL. Josh Gordon has been diagnosed with COVID. He's out until he can produce two negative tests of COVID-19. Then he can return to the team. He is vaccinated per Nate Taylor. We talk about that, the implications of what that could be for the next game coming up Thursday night. Chargers, Chiefs in just two short days.
This is the Red Reaction Show with Dusty Likens, brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, the official jeweler of the Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations. On your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Welcome back to the Red Reaction Show. Taking your calls now at 913-576-7610. Here's Dusty Likens.
And Nick Price.
Per Nate Taylor, who you just heard with Jay Binkley, from the 7 to 8 o'clock hour, Josh Gordon is fully vaccinated per a source. He can return to the Chiefs after he has two negative tests 24 hours apart because the Chiefs have placed Josh Gordon on the COVID-19 list. Gordon did test positive. Josh Gordon did, thanks to my producer Nick Price, tweet. He said, vaccinated and all, shaking my head, damn. I think it's just a winter sniffle. Where's a booster? Hashtag get vaccinated. Hashtag stay safe. So Josh Gordon, first player in a while that the Chiefs have had do this. And this is one of these things that I've kind of talked about week in and week out, is that in this year, the NFL, and at least the last 2 years, last year, this year, and most likely next year as well, this type of stuff, as long as we are not, you know, extremely far ahead of it, is going to affect teams in a way. And I'm not here to tell you how to handle your COVID opinion. That's not what we're doing here. You can go watch TV to do that. That's not my job. My job is just to show you what teams have done to prevent that, and what teams have thrived in taking proper protocol. And right now, the Chiefs, they do have a receiver in Josh Gordon who, until, again, what Nate Taylor says on Twitter, he can return to the Chiefs after he has two negative tests 24 hours apart. The reason why this is so scary is because the Chiefs have a Thursday night football game. If it was a Sunday game and, you know, he produces a negative test tomorrow and a negative test Wednesday, you're like, oh, sweet, he can play Thursday. Hell, he could play Sunday. But that may not happen on Thursday. And it just so happens that this game Thursday is for the AFC West. And then the AFC West winner gets an automatic bid to the playoffs. You don't need to be born, you know, today to find that out. You know that already. You win your division, you got your ticket in. No matter your record. As long as you win your division, you're in. Well, this game Thursday night is huge. It is Patrick Mahomes versus Justin Herbert. Chargers, Chiefs. Chargers won the first meeting. If we remember so far back when they played in that golf tournament, somebody said, do you believe in the Justin Herbert? And Patrick Mahomes, I believe, said, I'll see it when I believe it. But obviously you really mean I'll believe it when I see it. And then I believe our guy of 41 Action News, Aaron Ladd, asked him in the post-press conference after the last time they played, he said, do you believe it now, Justin Herbert? He goes, yeah, I guess so. And it was at a time when, once again, the Chiefs had basically won the game and then coughed it up at the very end. Which is not something that they've been doing lately. But again, we are in one of these situations where you saw Aaron Rodgers miss the Green Bay game, cost them a win against the Chiefs. Chiefs got a win. Where you've seen throughout the league, and even in tonight's game, there are several athletes in tonight's game out because of testing positive. I don't need to sit here and tell you how important the Chiefs versus Chargers game is on Thursday Night Football. Trust me. You're going to start seeing promotions for that starting tomorrow morning. I bet if you watch Good Morning Quarterback or Good Morning Football, I mean, with the Stars, Schrager, and Kay Adams, those guys and those gals, they're going to tell you how big this game is tomorrow. But according to Tom Pelissero, more context on 36 NFL players who went on COVID list today. 36 players tested positive today. It's more than the entire months of September or October, and double the previous in-season record of 18 the past three Mondays, each set season highs, all 36 tested positive. Big game, big numbers coming out. And if there's one thing we know, If it's one guy, it could be a possibility of more. So Chiefs Chargers Thursday, Kyle Brandt, Kay Adams, Peter Schrager, they're going to build it up. You know it's going to be built up. It's the Chiefs. It's the Chargers. It's Herbert versus Mahomes. And it's Thursday night. But this weekend, Chiefs Raiders, nothing mattered. Thursday, it matters. And what we've seen from this weekend only helps what this matchup can bring. I'll get to that. Plus, we tell you what you can be tuned in for the rest of the week on this radio station. You won't want to miss it. There's a big thing coming up Wednesday. Nick Price is involved. We'll get to that, and we'll react to your text here on the Red Reaction Show, 913-576-7610. It's not our show. It's yours.
This is the Red Reaction Show with Dusty Likens, brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, the official jeweler of the Kansas City Chiefs, serving the kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations. On your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Welcome back to the Red Reaction Show. Taking your calls now at 913-576-7610. Here's Dusty Likens.
And Nick Price.
Speaking of Nick Price, you want to let the people know what they can do Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
From about, I don't know, 4 to 7?
4 to 7. Come on down to Jefferson's in North Kansas City. I might be a part owner at that place. And
there's no bite. He is.
No, I am. And
even Steve can. Well, maybe Steve can go.
Well, yeah, no, everybody's invited because it's for a great cause.
Yeah.
From 4 to 7, the guys from Cody and Gold are going to be down there filling the mall Santa shortage, and we're going to be collecting toys for the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Kansas City. Also, us at Jefferson's, we're going to be donating 10% of our sales between 4 and 7 to the Boys and Girls Club, so come on down. It's going to be a great time. We got a bunch of deals going on. We got three Michelob Ultra bottles for $6.10 just to celebrate the partnership there. Free half order of fried pickles if you end up bringing a toy in to donate. A lot of fun stuff going on. So come on down. It's on Armor Road in Swift, North Kansas City. Come check it out.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice. Nick Price doing the good deeds for the world out there. So
it's the holiday season, man.
There was a lot of hate in sports this weekend, and that's where we like to see our hate kind of brought in. KU Missouri, Nick, I know you're into that as well as as well as the Chiefs as well, but you saw the Jayhawks really, really run the court on the Tigers. You saw the Chiefs really run it up on the Raiders. Both rivalry games, it doesn't stop there. I mean, Thursday is nothing short. And I've said for a while, I don't think that there is really anything of a rivalry or of what we would call Raider Week. But they're trying, man. Like they're really, really trying to get it there. And, you know, somebody was asking me yesterday, they said, why are the Chiefs concerned about the whole dancing on the Arrowhead? Well, the thing is, the Chiefs weren't even playing that well because of it. The Chiefs were playing that well because of Legarius Sneed, and they were representing their brother who lost his brother.
Right.
And they played out, and then they found out about it. So technically, they still got that ammo in their bag. What was probably pissing the Chiefs off before that was last year when they took the lap around the stadium. What did the Chiefs do this year? They played the wheels on the bus go round and round. Hilarious. Child's version. Over the PA system.
Is there an adult version?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Probably DMX who would sing it.
Right.
I just found out last week DMX sings a rendition of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
Hilarious. Scarier now, but I love it. Thing about this is there's no rivalry shortage or any juice in this next matchup. It is what it is. It's Chiefs, Chargers. It's Herbert. It's Mahomes. It's their best versus the Chiefs' best. And this is it moving forward. This is the matchup moving forward when it comes to the AFC West. It is 10 versus 15. It is their HC versus the Chiefs' HC. That's the way it's going to be moving forward. They're the two most talented teams going forward. It's not about the Raiders. It's not about the Broncos. It's Chiefs, Chargers. It's Herbert. It's Mahomes.
What's your prediction?
Man, it's really early. But
make
I'm going
to...
Oh, gosh. 31-20, Chiefs.
27-17, Chiefs.
Okay. Nick Price, Dusty Likens, Red Reaction Show. It's not our show. It's yours. Thanks to Helzberg Diamonds, official jeweler of the Kansas City Chiefs. Serving the kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations. Thank you, everyone. You showed out tonight. Way to represent your show, your city, your team. Don't let bad people ruin your vibe. This team is good. They're not soft. They're strong. They're great. 18 points allowed in the last three games. Cheers. Be safe. I'm out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.